Welcome to the Women Offshore Podcast. Today, my guest works for the Louisiana Apparel Company, also known as LAPCO. They are an industry leader in the FR, or Fire Resistant Apparel line. This fascinating conversation with Tracy lets us take a deep dive into her career working there and what it means to her to work for a company that provides inclusive sizing for every body and has a special line just for women because they understand the importance of being comfortable and safe in the clothes that we wear. Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Women Offshore Podcast. This is Allie Cedeno.
And Christine McMillan.
We are both experienced seafarers.
And at Women Offshore, we are making waves.
The Women Offshore Foundation propels Women Plus into meaningful careers through access to a worldwide community and professional development resources, while raising awareness amongst industry leaders and decision makers about issues affecting women on the water. This podcast is an integral part of our mission, and we appreciate you listening in.
New episodes of the Women Offshore Podcast are available every Tuesday. Subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on, and be in the know about the latest topics related to diversity, equity, and inclusion within the maritime and offshore industries.
Thanks for tuning in. We have another great episode for you today.
Hi, Tracy, and welcome to the Women Offshore Podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, thanks so much for being here. I just want to dive right into this and tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're calling in from today.
So my name is Tracy Langford. I work for LAPCO Manufacturing. I've been with them about 7 years, and I'm located in Morgan City, Louisiana. I am the regional sales manager for LAPCO, so I cover the Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi territory.
Wow. So you are in a little ice storm down there right now, right?
Yeah, we had one come through, which is shocking because we never really get cold weather. I was praying for snow. I didn't get any. My mom lives in Shreveport, and so she got a good bit of snow, and most of the ice missed us. So I live a little further down from Lafayette, and they really got a lot of ice and roads were shut down. So it wasn't too bad here, actually. It was very cold. The schools closed down, and my daughter was like so thrilled, right? And I was like, look, I gotta find this kid something to do.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no doubt. A snow day in the South is always a crazy experience. I feel like the kids in the North are used to it. And
yeah, exactly. It barely even freezes over and they cancel everything, you know?
Yeah.
The whole city shuts down.
So what about LAPCO? Do they have a pretty flexible work from home schedule, or how does that look?
So there is, so Morgan City is, I live in Patterson, right? But it's only 5 or 10 miles, I don't know, from Morgan City. And so there's a bridge that crosses into Morgan City, and it did freeze up a little bit. There were a few crashes, so they had to close down the office. If you could make it, great. If not, you know, you didn't have to come in. They didn't force it. But yeah, LAPCO is so flexible. They're an awesome company, very reasonable people. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell us more about the company. Can you give us a little history of LAPCO? And we're going to dive into what you do for your job.
So LAPCO Manufacturing is family owned and operated out of Morgan City, Louisiana. And in 1989, Freddie Trish established Louisiana Apparel Company. And he actually did it in his backyard in a workshop with his wife, Miss Trudy. He was a pipe welder, and he saw a need for high quality protective apparel for welders. And so he started making leather arm pads, and he designed, patented, and began producing them. And he got so much positive feedback from his friends and local customers that he started advertising with mail-in order forms with a small welding publication company. And from there, LAPCO really just took off. It expanded into shirts and pants and coveralls and a lot more accessories. And so that's where we are today. And still family owned and operated. And yeah.
Wow. What a cool story. I didn't know what LAPCO stood for. until you just told me. So that's so cool.
Yes, indeed. Louisiana Apparel Company.
Nice. And how did you get involved with the company?
So I started out in our customization department, and that's really where I got to learn about our products and the materials that are utilized in the production of our workwear. And not only that, but I really got a better understanding of our services. So LAPCO has a full customization department in Morgan City.
Wow.
And that's a huge benefit to our distributors, right? So we're able to do direct embroidery, custom patches. We're able to do heat transfers and custom reflective taping. Not only that, but we can do alterations such as hemming as well. So just being able to learn all the different positions at LAPCO and be a part of that helped me a lot to understand about the company inside and out. And then I moved to sales, which is where I got a bigger understanding, right, of the technical side of FR, because it can be overwhelming for some people who just don't know or who are just getting involved into the industry.
Right.
And so, yeah, there's just so many different standards when it comes to, say, electric utilities compared to oil and gas or renewables, petrochem. There's just so many different things out there. And every environment is different. You know, not every job is the same. And there's just a lot of factors that determine what kind of garments you're going to need to wear for the job that you're in, right?
Right.
So it helped me learn and to understand what NFPA 1 standard is or NFPA 70E. You know, it's just a lot of stuff out there. And LAPCO really inspired me to dive in because they supported me in learning that, right? So that speaks as to the company as a whole. It's just a really good company.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so you, as the company has grown, so have you with the company, and you've moved up the ladder and you've been assisting with managing a pretty sizable team. Mm-hmm. So what challenges have you faced with that growth and that change within your own career?
So I did move up the ladder pretty quickly. I moved up to sales administrator. And in that position, I really got to assist all of our regional sales managers, right? And so I think that's probably what helped me in my personal growth and with my career is learning from industry leaders who had FR knowledge that would span from 10 to 40 years of knowledge.
Wow. Yeah.
And so it helped me so much learning from them. And now that I'm a regional sales manager, I got to take pieces from each one of them, you know, through their experiences, helping them with marketing assets or pricing or getting certification documents and sharing with them. I had to know what they were asking and know what they were looking for and to be able to understand it. And so that was just a big part, I feel like, working with the team and learning more about FR in general. So today, like I said, I cover Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. And it's great because I get to talk to customers on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And, you know, women, there's still a lot of women out there who do not know that brands make FR workwear for women.
Right. You know? And that's something that really sets LAPCO apart from the rest of the FR industry. Is that correct?
Yeah. So that's what, like, I would talk to ladies all the time. They're like, man, I didn't know y'all made denim jeans, or I didn't know y'all made coveralls. You know, a lot of women are wearing men's garments, and they can be baggy. They can say if they're wearing a coverall and the shoulders are way too big, or it's way too big in the waist, or the rise hangs too low, closer to their knees than where it should. It's dangerous, right?
Yeah.
And we can't have ladies working in safety garments that are hazardous, right? I mean, it's too dangerous. You got to have garments that fit. So yeah, that's definitely one thing that LAPCO has, you know, pushed towards, is helping ladies get those garments.
That's so important today, because as we're trying to make the industries more inclusive to women, having the right size clothes are just a part of it.
Right. Yeah. In LAPCO, you know, when we add ladies clothing to our line, we didn't really want to shrink it and pink it. Okay.
Oh, right. What that
means is you take a man's shirt and you shrink it down to a smaller size, and you either use pink fabrics or pink labeling or pink stitching all over the place. We didn't want to do that, right? We wanted to make garments specifically for women with fit and functionality, for them to go to work and not stand out as women in a male-dominated industry, right?
Right.
They just want to go to work and have garments that will keep them safe and help them get home to their families at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, yeah. So tell me a little bit more about Labco and what sets them apart from the rest. So I think that you guys do a lot of your own manufacturing. Is that correct?
Yes. That is a really huge benefit, is owning a private manufacturing plant. It gives us the ability to track raw material to end product very, very accurately. Inventory is not dependent on an outsourced contracted plant that may have questionable performance and practices. You know, there are those out there. And so for us to be able to really have the ability to closely monitor each step of the manufacturing process is a huge advantage, especially to those other suppliers who do depend on those outsourced contracted plants. Another thing I would say, our customer service girls are awesome. They will go above and beyond for all of our customers, even our sales team. I mean, they're really just a close-knit group of girls. I came from that area, so I learned a lot from them too. But our customer service really does a great job in helping everyone. You know, there's not too many companies you can call nowadays and get a live person on the phone.
You're right.
I mean, and that's, I get so frustrated. Like, I will stop dealing with a company if I have a problem. And every time I call them on hold for 45 minutes and I can't get anyone to come and just answer my question, just take my call. Let me talk to someone. I don't want to hit option 3, option 4, option 7. And then you hit the wrong one, you have to go back. I don't want to have to deal with that.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And so, yeah, if you call for customization or customer service, they all work very closely together. So there's a chance that whoever you're talking to on the phone, the person sitting next to them knows exactly who you're talking to and what situation that you may be trying to help solve.
So, very good. That's great. So tell me about inclusive sizing. What does that mean for Labco?
Yes, inclusive sizing. So basically, Labco carries a wide variety of sizes. So for ladies' shirts, we'll say, and for men, we start with a size small for men and an extra small shirt for women, but we go up to a 6 extra large, and we carry all those sizes in long lengths. Okay. And then for our pants or jeans, ladies, we carry from a 0 to a 28. For men, we carry a size 28 inch waist to a size 60. And being that we own our own manufacturing plant, we're able to make custom sizes. So I've seen orders for an 11 XL coverall.
Yeah.
I've seen pant sizes for men for a 72 inch waist. And those guys can't just call up a regular brand and order that stuff, you know? And so for us to be able to have that capability to make those custom sizes is really important for our end users. And I thought of something just now also that kind of sets Labco aside. So 98% of our employees are women.
Wow.
And so I can't tell you how many new products that Labco has come out with for ladies. And I was one of the models trying on jeans or trying on coveralls, you know. And so it's like a big family up there. The ladies in shipping or receiving will come and try on new garments, and we'll get feedback from them. So that's another thing, how Labco really takes into consideration what the wearer needs and how they feel while they're wearing their garments in the field, right? We just get a lot of feedback. So yeah, 98% women. We have almost 100 workers in Morgan City.
Okay.
And that's just there in Morgan City. We have, I think, 500 to 600, maybe more, in our plant in Mexico, in Torreon, Mexico.
So okay. That is a big operation. And then I just recently learned empowering women in industry. Can you share some information about that?
Yes. So the founder and CEO is Charlie Matthews. Her and her team are awesome. I love those ladies. I love what they do. You know, when you meet someone for the first time, they already feel like family and you can just talk to them about anything. They understand you. That's how it is with these ladies. And empowering women in industry, it's basically an organization with a goal to create a community for ladies to come and connect and to empower and educate other women who work in a male-dominated industry. And they have conferences with keynotes and award galas, fashion shows. LAPCO's been part of the fashion show. Ladies wearing coveralls and hard hats and steel toe boots. It's a fun, fun time. They're actually having a conference in this year in October on the 10th in New Orleans. Okay. So their website to get more information on that is empoweringwomenindustry.com, where people can go and learn about what they do and sign up to register for their events.
That's really cool. And we should definitely link up with them and chat with them, because that's sounds like we have very similar missions at Women Offshore and what they do. So I want to ask you about getting product. If somebody reaches out to me and says, Christine, I want to wear FRs that LAPCO makes, how do they do that? What's the possibility of them getting some of your products?
If there's customers who want to purchase the products, LAPCO does not sell direct to end users. We only sell to distributors.
Okay.
So they can call LAPCO and ask for a distributor in their area. Okay. Or they can go to LAPCO.com under resources, and there they can type in their zip code and it'll give them all the distributors in their area that are closest to them.
Great. And then is there, can you tell me roughly how many distributors there are in the US, or is it like a really big number?
It's a big number. Yeah.
Okay, good.
You know, it grows. So yeah.
Cool. And there might be some people in our network, in our community, that want to become a distributor. What's the possibility of that?
So they can either go online to LAPCO and fill out an application to be a distributor, or they can call LAPCO and they'll be sent to our sales team who can help them find out what they're looking for. You know, some distributors want to stock, some distributors only want to have the garments so they can customize and embroider them for their promotional products business, right? There's a lot of different factors that go into play when you're trying to become an approved distributor of LAPCO brand. So there's a little application process, but yeah, they can call LAPCO or they can get on the website.
Cool. This is great. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the Women Offshore community today?
Honestly, I just feel like every single day, we're getting closer and closer to having a bigger voice in the industry, in all industries across, you know, electric utilities, oil and gas. And I think the ladies, what they're doing is fantastic. And I think that if we all continue to partner together and educate each other and learn from one another and inspire each other, that we'll continue to be a stopping force, right? I mean, we got to keep doing it. And I just want to say thanks to everybody out there. And LAPCO supports you, ladies. And we're here. If you need some jeans or some coveralls or whatever it is, you can definitely get on our website as well and check out our sizing chart. So if you need any help with that, we're here to support y'all.
Thank you so much, Tracy. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today. And I hope you stay warm there.
Thanks, Christine. I really do appreciate this opportunity that you've given me to come on here and talk with you. It's been a great time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore Podcast.
Come back next Tuesday for another new episode.
If you want to propel Women Offshore forward, visit womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag.
Until next time,
stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.